The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's bright. Gotta love Mariah Carey, incredible. Ooh, you're every breath that I take. What I love about her most is she believes in endless love. She wants to share. Oh, her love with you. Tommy Mottola, shortly after meeting him, because she believed in endless love. And they separated a few years later. She then married a comedian, Nick Cannon, because she believed in endless love. A comedian, fuck me, that shows a belief. Maybe a misguided belief. And sadly it was misguided, because a couple of years later they separated and divorced. And then she got together with billionaire James Packer. Nothing would make me believe in endless love more than $1 billion in the bank. A fucking billion. So she got engaged to him, obviously, and 9 months later they separated. Ludicrous. But her belief was not shaken in endless love. And she then got together with choreographer? It's a debate, isn't it? Brian Tanaka. And after rumours that they'd split a few years ago, Mariah Carey came to an incredible decision. If I'm going to make this endless love thing work, I know what I need to do. And it's so screamingly obvious. When you think about it, don't get married. My endless love. Don't get married. It seems so fucking obvious. Don't get married. That's the secret. It took Mariah Carey 3 marriages and engagements to realise this. And she believes she's been born again, I think. So fuck me, how many engagements and marriages did she have in a previous life? Don't get married. 50% of marriages end in divorce. 50% of the ones that don't get divorced are pretty much separated anyway. 99% of the others remain unhappy. There is only one happily married couple, I think, in the world. And these are my 2 friends that live out in Essex and are happily married after 30 years. And I talked to them the other day, for the first time in a while. And I said to them, what's the secret, guys? What's the secret of endless love? You're the only married couple that I know that are still happy, still in love. Now, the thing you need to know about this couple is they're lovely and they're great friends, but they're tight. That's important, they're tight. They buck the trend on probably all my other friends. You know, I gravitate towards generous people, but these people are unbelievably tight. They pride themselves on never giving any money to anyone. The beggars charity.
They've never said keep the change, even for a penny. They don't tip. They are constantly searching for the cheapest bills. And it works because they're both remarkably minted. They don't even give money to each other. It's absolutely remarkable. They've never given a single penny to each other. Everything is separate. They've just built up these vast fortunes. And yes, they sound like cunts, don't they? They're not. This is just their thing, and it works for them. And just like people blindly walking into marriage, just because everyone else does a thing a certain way doesn't mean you're wrong for not following the trend that makes other people skins. So that's the backdrop against which I asked this question. What is the secret of endless love? And they said, well, they said, you know, we still find each other funny. I was like, bullshit. Like, no, you don't. Neither of you are professional comedians. And they said, well, we still have sex. And I said, well, yeah, on a Saturday, I've heard. If you really wanted sex with each other, you'd have it on other days of the week. I said, what is it? What is it that you guys do differently to everyone else? And they were like, oh, for fuck's sake, Nathan. We never really told anyone this. But when we got married 32 years ago, we were friends with a bookmaker who just formed a betting company and has since become a really big and well-known bookmaker. And back in the day, they would take silly bets. They probably still do, you know, but he accepted a bet back in 1988 as our wedding present. We're only 20 years old. He gave us this wedding present. He gave us £1,000, and as a special present, because he just made some money out of this company, he gave us 100-to-1 odds that we wouldn't still be married in 2060. So, if we've been true to ourselves, Nathan, that is the main reason we stick together. Because we want to cash in that £100,000 in 2060. And I was like, 2060? You'll be like 95. And my mate said, yes, that's the reason why we eat healthily as well and exercise. Because if we don't make it, both make it to 95, the bet's off. I was like, fucking hell, this is genius. Don't get married is the secret of endless love. But if you are an idiot and you want to get married, this is the answer to keep you together. Put a massive financial incentive on it. Then you'll be the fool for cash. There was this company set up a few years ago called Swan Love that offered couples £10,000 to get married, but they'd have to pay it back with interest and shit when they got divorced. They had the right idea. Give couples a financial incentive to stay together, because splitting the house, not seeing the kids, buying an extra car, that has proved throughout history of not meaning anything to keep people together. Yes. Yes. The secret of endless love. If a couple get to the end of their lives and they're in love after 50 years or whatever, they get a massive cash prize. This will end divorce overnight, because if we love one thing more than love, we love cash. Let's face it, that's why Mariah Carey isn't getting married to the choreographer, because for the first time she's going out with someone with fuck all money compared with her. She doesn't want to lose it in a divorce, she's not stupid. Of course, who would want to lose money in a divorce? You'd have to be deranged to get married. You'd have to be deranged unless you could place that £100,000 bet. So I implore you, bookmakers, take more young lovers' bets, and maybe, just maybe, we will live in a world where there is endless love and where we have a load of 95-year-olds desperately trying to spunk £100,000 in the final few months of their life so they don't have to give it to their great-grandkids who will only spend it on their next ludicrous, money and time wasting, grotesque, piss take nuptials. wait for wedding season now. Maybe this year I won't spend all my time during the vows screaming bullshit.